Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm counting. Just give me a second. 31.
What?
Live endorsements.
Oh.
Inside of our 3 hours today.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
It is, Doug.
Boy, if you need a mortgage, I can tell you who to go to. That would be Ryan Kelly.
And we're off.
The home loan expert. Almost 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have less than $1,000 in their bank account. The home loan expert can help you save a few hundred dollars a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let him show you how to stop living paycheck to paycheck. Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700.
Very nice.
Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Same to
30.
Yes, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
I'm just taking care of business.
That's Friday. I saw Plowboy.
Very nice. Plowboy, you went to Social House?
What was that again, Mike?
Oh, you were talking at Truman's and Soulard.
Yes.
Yes. You were with that.
He saw me. I caught a whole hand together.
Yeah, I saw you were close to the derriere there, Mike.
The derriere.
Oh, yeah. We were all there hanging out. Great to see you, Mike. Glad you came out.
What do you think about me, Carter?
Oh, you very two not. Are a hot item.
Very nice.
Yeah, and later I'll be going to play baseball.
Very huh. nice.
Where are you going to play baseball, Mike?
I can't wait that one. I'm going to play baseball. I've been team with them playing baseball.
Where are you playing? Where's the game?
It's down in Coffee Park, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Coffee Park.
MacArthur Park is melting
down
in
Park.
The dark.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I had fun with Carla. I'm glad Carla was there with me.
Yeah.
Is she your new gal?
I don't know, but Penny asked me, said, who go with you, Social House? I'm like, you know, I don't want to tell her that. Neither.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's gangster but game, baby. That's gangster game.
It's on fake with me, Carla.
Very nice.
I can't wait May 3rd. So
May 3rd, Doug, is the day. That's 2 days before Cinco de Mayo is what it is.
Baseball at Coffee Park.
So I'll be in good with the team. So.
And life is for the living.
Amen.
Well, you'll have fun with that,
penny
Mike.
Penny save, penny earn. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
So Carla says she looks like to come over and see me.
I'm in deep. Mm-hmm. Clark W. Griswold.
And anything for Doug?
Anything for Jim Hayes? Yeah.
I'm doing Starbucks coffee.
Oh, well, that'll wake you up in the morning.
He has small peanuts.
Pot him down!
I love it when a plan comes together.
That's right.
He's been suspended.
Well executed.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is being written into the suspension logule thanks to a Wright Business Products ink pen. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Doug, it is the 7 o'clock hour here of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Design Air Heating and Cooling is donating 2% of all sales from the TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirServices.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Today, you guys will be talking with Rick Hummel at 7:45 and Pat Micheletti at 8:30.
Oh, you will talk to Pat. Because I have to go.
Uh-oh. Doug will. Okay, Cam Jansen will be with us as
look
well.
Look at the time.
Cam Jansen of The Hardline, and he is also doing pre and post on the Blues Radio Network. That's KMOX to you and me, Russ. And the Blues Report is brought to you by Mentality. Check out lowtusa.com to find a location near you and set up a visit with their board certified physician. So Cam Jansen with us at 9 o'clock because, Doug, the Blues have an opportunity tonight to sweep the Minnesota Wild. Just like the Cardinals have the same opportunity to do that to the Pirates, starting at around 12:45.
Now is that the slight Vin Scully dialect
I'm
hearing?
Nope, I'm just setting the stage.
Setting a nice little stage.
I was told by the by the gentleman on Game Time before us that there was some talk that I jinxed the Blues because I interviewed Joel Edmondson in game and I said Blues going for the sweep tomorrow night. And you're not supposed to reference a sweep. And I think you
Frank made reference to that on the Twitter tweets. And he was scolded a couple days ago by, I believe, somebody who lives, he's a hill person.
One of the hill people.
Doug, you've been around the game a long time.
Yeah.
The fact that I said they go for the sweep, not that they will get it, but it's a sweep opportunity.
I recall interviewing Reed Lowe on News 4. Pause. St. Louis. Lowe, 15 years ago, I asked him what I thought was a harmless question. I said, so, I mean, with this team that you guys have, you're on the threshold of the Stanley Cup playoffs. What kind of chances do you guys believe you have to win the cup? And then he was a rookie at the time, and he kind of went through the question. And then we got done. He goes, dude, you can't ask me about the cup. So it's like a thing. It's like a thing. I didn't know this, but it's like a thing. They don't touch it. If you're playing...
Right,
and you haven't won. You don't touch the cup.
Well, that's reasonable. That's kind of the code among the players. But we're not the players.
I think there's talk.
We're not players.
But what if you're with a player, like in the stands,
right
during a Cardinal game?
I think you can ask
during a Cardinal game
if you're going for the sweep. What were you supposed to say if you're going for the fourth win of the series?
I didn't even ask.
Win that's better.
I didn't even ask. I just said you're going for the sweep. The series is going great.
People are complaining about my audio levels. Is there something?
Pot him up. Pot him up.
They're not high enough.
I don't know. There's a few. If one person says it, I go, okay, whatever. But I see multiple people are saying it. Plow Wild, are we tickling the red? Tim's golden pipes are sounding a little distant this
morning. Pot him up!
What does tickling the red mean?
That means the peak
on the
volume.
BU meter.
Yeah.
It starts to get red. If you overmodulate, there's a little section that gets red.
And it's called tickling the red.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, what was a playoff series where Roman Turek was in goal that the Blues swept? Do you recall who the...
Blue Stars, 2001. I was there. Matthew Perry was also at Reunion Arena.
And I remember I asked Turek about achieving the sweep, and he didn't know what a sweep was.
Huh.
And he said he learned...
Wasn't paying attention.
No, he said his English wasn't great. He learned it from watching cartoons with his daughter. That's how he learned
it. Well, that's reasonable.
So he didn't know what a sweep was.
Tim, is there anywhere I can go watch old KMOV videos of you doing sports reports? I bet they're the best. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye. I don't know. Oh, hold on. Thank you.
Boy, he's striking well.
Brought to you by the Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency. Danny is your farmer's insurance agent in Columbia, Illinois. Call or text him at 618-317-5027 if you have any insurance companies or if you just want to talk about how great Tim is.
The whole team sounds like they need to scoot closer to the mics.
Pot us up!
I'm in the same position that I'm always in, which is bottoming.
Yeah.
and
the meters are the same as they've been, but I will oblige. And
how about this? You just pretend like you're messing with the levels.
Maybe the guy in his car listening needs to turn his radio up.
I'm anticipating a hot take.
No, but there's a bunch of people saying it. So it must be a thing.
Huh.
Like it's like one person says streaming's down, and then they go, "Oh, well, you're doing this. Okay, sorry."
I like
streaming. But in this case, it's multiple people are saying it. I don't know. Listen, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Iggy, you are still on notice. That's from the Shrewsbury Seminary student.
Does that make you behave a little better when you hear that you're on notice?
Well, I don't believe I've behaved poorly. I don't know what I did.
But just the fact that you're on notice for something.
Well, I told an interesting story yesterday.
Joan Jett, Doug, playing at Rico's 2 in Granite City.
Right.
Yeah, at some point today, I'll go out and find a review on that. Somebody's got to have it out there just to prove they were there.
Steven Wildwood says he's going to have an all-day pony. Says he's fitting to be hammered all day. Pony, beautiful day. Hit me up on the rooftop today if you want to chat.
The rooftop of where? At Busch Stadium?
No, maybe that rooftop across the way, left field.
Get drunk.
Huh. So you have the Cardinal game. Beautiful day. I mean beautiful. Now, the next few days of weather are going to suck. But beautiful day today, and then you have a few hours, and then a little Blues hockey facing off tonight at 8:45. And I believe they're now acknowledging it's an 8:45 faceoff.
Yeah, they say 8:30, but it's really more.
But
like
but now I think they acknowledge that it's an 8:45 faceoff. So I tip my cap to that.
First game, no way it gets over until then.
So the Blues with the opportunity to sweep. Cam Jansen with us at 9 o'clock.
Cardinals can sweep. It's a big sweep Wednesday.
That's right. Doug, Cardinals and Pirates 2-1. Here they come. Sunday charge. Sunday charge.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Sunday charge. Boy, pitching, I'll tell you what.
Nice. Mike Leake,
Jack. Pitching. Yeah. I think there's a chance that, you know, with all the negative vibe he picked up watching the first couple weeks of the season, I think there's a chance that Leake, Waka, Lynn are all considerably better than they were last year. I mean, they're going to get a lot more from those guys than they got. They got next to nothing from Waka and Lynn. And those three all look very good here so far. So I think that's the big hope of a much better season ahead than what we've seen the first 2 weeks. Leake looks like a whole different pitcher. He's been as good as anybody in the league in his first three starts. I don't think you can expect him to continue to pitch at this level the whole season.
You don't have to argue with yourself. Kershaw. You made your statement.
But I think
you
he's
think
gonna,
Leake's going to be better. I don't think that's a crazy
opinion.
He's
a whole lot better.
There.
Yeah. And with Waka and Lynn, if they can return to their old ways, then maybe we do have a contender.
Doubt they got to keep
honest,
going.
Being honest, doubt it. I don't see it. Hope I'm wrong.
Can you imagine if I just said that? I would be attacked.
Yeah, I noticed you were just totally silent throughout that.
I mean, you get a couple of wins and they were clean games, well pitched. You do get a different view of this team, but let's face it.
Still don't hit.
It's a rough, rough start. And I agree with you. I've said from the beginning, I thought the starting rotation would be good. We haven't seen Wainwright look good. We've seen Leake and Lynn look very good on consecutive days. Maybe mm-hmm. that continues. But
that's
now,
that's the hope. That's got to be your hope.
Yeah.
Is that they're going to do it with starting pitching. Because the offense just really looks lame. At least we're starting to get Jose Martinez in there.
And Greg Garcia.
Yeah.
I'll be a starter soon. I just got to tell Mike.
And will Matt Carpenter be back in there today? Make the count?
Yeah, he said he didn't want to pinch hit or take BP yesterday so as to not irritate that finger. His plan was to be back in there today. So that I would say yes.
I wasn't there pregame yesterday, but I read...
Don't worry, I held your mic for
I think it was ESPN.com. I read that Carpenter was taking balls at third base.
I saw somebody tweet that out.
Which would make sense to me.
I didn't even see it, but I asked him about that. I had him in the pregame show, and I said, the fact that the Cardinals say, hey, we'd like to keep you at first base, really is a comfort level. Are you, is that something you're on board with? And he said, honestly, I've never said I wanted to play first base or that I want to stay at one position. I'll play anywhere they want. So this wasn't something that he was necessarily on board with.
I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah.
Johnny Peralta, if he wants to, play, sit on the bench, go to Vegas, God bless, doesn't matter. It's just dead money. Dead money in the pot, Doug.
Mm.
He'll probably have a few home runs here and there, and then you'll get a tweet saying we're all the Peralta haters now, but it's dead money. So if you can actually get some kind of return on offense from that spot at third, and then you have what you would think would be a few better options for a return on offense over at first base with Carpenter moving to third, that would drastically help the cause.
And now if that does happen, and I've been one, if you're going to mix it up a little bit, trying to get some offense going, you move Carpenter and get someone at first base. But his fingernail on the ring finger is about to come off. It's bad. It's hard. It's hard for him to throw, so I'm not so sure you're going to see him at third base today.
No, he might need a couple more days off. That's reasonable. But
no, I think he's going to play. I just don't know if you're going to have to make longer throws from third base, that's the optimum.
Two of the bigger offenses in baseball last year, and I don't know where the Royals ranked. I just know that when you think of, if you were baseball nerding out and monitoring the American League East, that Toronto was one of those offenses in 2016 that they just put up huge run totals. And the Cardinals went from having that great pitching staff, starting pitching staff in 15, but not being able to score, to the vice versa impact in 2016. The Cardinals and Blue Jays Cardinals are third lowest run total so far this season through 14 games, and the Blue Jays are second lowest run total in baseball. The lowest run total, Kansas City Royals. And I would imagine the Royals probably were pretty decent in 2016. But let me, Doug, I'll, you know what I'm going to do for
okay,
you?
Okay, do a little research.
Goldberg has okay. given them a lot of spirit runs.
Yeah, so the Cardinals scored the ninth most runs, 10th most runs in baseball in 2016, and the Blue Jays scored the 8th most runs in baseball in 2016. Royals were middle of the pack, right around 15th. So it's kind of an odd thing. That whereas, and that's the thing. From a positive standpoint, I expect the offense to get better. I don't know how realistic it is, as you guys were both saying, for the starting pitching to continue to do minus Wainwright what it has been doing. So there will be a positive for the Cardinals with the offense, I would expect anyway, to uptick, especially if Carpenter moves to third and you can get a better bat in the lineup as opposed to, you know, the occasional times where Peralta plays. I don't even play much anymore. And then I just don't know how realistic it is for Leak to continue to do what he's done.
Well, the offense will get better. I think we know this is an absolute worst-case scenario, what we've seen so far. Fowler's not going to hit 143. Wong, 188. Molina, 211. Diaz, 214. That's not who these guys are. I mean, they're a lot better than that. It's magnified that it's happened here in the first couple weeks of the season, and they're not going to be the best offensive team in the league or close to it. But they're going to be considerably better than what we've seen
so far. Return to the
mean
in a positive way is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, we see Fowler last night triple and then runs on that ball that was a, excuse me, swing by Piscotty and scores. We haven't seen him do much on the base because he hadn't been there. You know, like that's a dynamic type leadoff hitter we haven't seen for a long time in St. Louis, and we haven't been able to reap the benefits of that.
Right.
He's got to start hitting.
He's at 143. And wouldn't you expect him to be a 270 guy, 280, something like that? He's got to be better than that.
My main thing with him, you think 350 the cat?
Right's holding there.
Is the on-base percentage. That's the thing that they got him for.
And if it hasn't, at
this point, hasn't been there.
Yeah, if you have Fowler, one of the best on-base percentage guys in the National League, and then you have Diaz, who was great last year on base percentage, and Carpenter. That's why I was optimistic that they would probably hit fewer home runs, but they would have more guys on base. That was the thing that really excited me about this team is those three guys leading off every game at the top of the lineup.
Fowler's on base percentage, for the record, .226. If that were the batting average, you'd be concerned,
yeah.
Much less the OBP.
Yeah, that's terrible, and that's not who he is. He'll be a lot better than that. And Diaz will be a lot better than 214. These guys, if this happened in July, you probably would hardly even notice. But when it happens at the beginning of the season, you think, oh, Lord, this is just going to be,
I said that,
it's gonna be awful.
Let me see if you're getting killed.
I already got killed because people said, I'll bet.
I haven't even looked at the text inbox.
I did. I bet Hayes thinks Garcia will win the batting title. And you've been higher on Garcia. Like, I think Greg Garcia is a nice player off the bench.
The Cowboys Laugh is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
I was a Colton Wong guy at second base. That hasn't panned out, but that's who I wanted to see. And then someone said that I probably think Wainwright will win the Cy Young.
Got to go into this text inbox and see what's doing.
No. Well, there's nothing you could have seen in the first 2.5 weeks here yet that makes you think, boy, this club's on its way to another World Series. But I think we've seen a worst case scenario play out offensively, and the hope is that you're going to get some pretty good starting pitching this year. That's what you have to cling to.
I like the way you said that. And the hope is,
yeah. That was nice. That was a
you
nice
framed
delivery.
It beautifully.
Yeah. Well, that's a little professional broadcasting for
you. No, I said all along, I think the starting rotation is going to be solid with question marks. No doubt about it, because you don't know. Even if Waka gets off to a brilliant start, you don't know if that shoulder's going to hold up the whole way. Wainwright has been shaky. You don't know what he's going to be, but I believed in Lynn. I thought Carlos Martinez would be even better than he was last year, which
is
very good.
Guys, we need to call up Weaver and have Waino transition into being a coach. That's from Patrick at Immaculata.
That might be a little early for that. Maybe a little early for that. How about Bowman? How about Bozy, huh? How about him?
You like this guy?
This is like 17 straight appearances without a run.
Dating back to last year, that's correct.
Yeah, but it looks like we have to worry about now when he comes in. He's been shaky.
I think he's going to be fine. I do think there's something to be said for the kind of spring where he was there, then he was at the WBC, never got into a rhythm. I think the more he pitches, if he can get through it like he did last night, scaring some of us along the way, obviously, I think he'll be fine. And Rosenthal has looked very good.
Concerned about Sungwon Oh. Should be. Hadn't looked good.
No, he's not. He has not looked good.
You think there's anything?
Barely got through it last night.
There's a guy who, if given his choice, you always hear, he'd pitch every day. Not true. But he's one of those guys that would pitch every day. I mean, that's what he's used to. And I don't think he got enough consistent work where maybe that's factoring into his slow start.
Well, hopefully.
This didn't execute.
Yeah. Well, we've seen for a lot of players, for at least two-thirds of the roster, this is the worst they're going to look all year, and worse than they've played so far in their careers.
It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour. Design Air donating 2% of all sales from TMA audience to Three Little Birds for Life. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Rick Hummel at 7:45. It is your Redbird Report brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Gear up for baseball season. Download the new Dirt Cheap app and get a free can koozie. At 8 o'clock, this is big doings,
what?
Jack.
What?
This is big doings.
Okay, well.
I need you to pay attention.
All right.
I don't want you to pay attention. I need you to pay attention. Big doings. You always like when we have big doings, don't you?
Okay, yeah, you're just looking for the copy, I think. Boy, at 8 o'clock, I'm really looking forward to what I've heard tell might be some big doings.
Thank you very much.
I don't
much.
Know what it is. I'm waiting and with as much anticipation as the next guy.
I see, you just said anticipation.
As if you were, yeah, but French. Right at, what I understand, right at 8, about 32 minutes from now, right, there could be some announcement regarding some big doings.
It's this, the KFNS and InsideSTL.com Listener Rewards Spring Auction is going on now through Friday. Save up to 60%, Jackie Papers, 60% on items such as tires from Fairway Automotive and Mike's Automotive, a big green egg from Envisioning Green, a season-long baseball parking pass from Premier Parking, a $5,000 gift certificate to Amini's. That's big doings there, $5,000. Meanies.
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot of stuff
they have
there.
Great stuff.
314golf.com memberships. A 4-hour full liquor bar from Liquid Spirits. Lakeview Resort stays at the Lake of the Ozarks. KFNS ad packages and experiences. I believe one of those is us doing a remote from someone's home, and that would be great.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be hot. Like, because I have a lot of listeners like hot guys, and they could have us over.
Oh,
be cool
no.
if they had a hot tub, and we could just like put headsets on.
In the hot tub?
That's right. Yeah, hot tub proper. And even a Gateway Grizzlies hot tub sweep. Log on InsideSTL.com at 8 o'clock and click on the Listener Rewards Spring Auction. And it starts at 8 o'clock. Wait. And it goes until Friday, April 21st at 5 p.m. So you have a few days, but you got to ship it. You got to ship it at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Ship it.
At 8.
What's the newest Scotch whiskey taking the world by storm? It's Monkey Shoulder, the official Scotch of the morning after. Monkey Shoulder whiskey, not the original whiskey like Doug, more original than that, like Tim.
For heaven's sakes. It's now crept on the
Your striking is
cup.
Really improved.
Yeah, your striking is good. It is good.
It's all on the wrist, I've discovered. You don't want to do it with the little finger pivot.
Doug, I don't know if Biff had Edmonton plus 6.5 last night, but if he did, he lost.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, what in the world happened out there? That was like a Dr. Tom Osborne against Bob Stull game. 7-0, the Sharks ship the Oilers. That series is now tied at 2. That was the only Western Conference playoff game last night. Holy moly, cockatoli. Four and goals in the second period.
Just in case you didn't know, Biff really loves you.
What, did you see him again last night?
No, but when I did see him, he was like, make sure you tell Tim I saw you.
That's for Biff. The lemonading has really gone too far.
Well, Tim's earned it.
That's for you. Gonna wear out the gong.
Doug, Tim, you can call it, the appliance discounter phone lines, 855-282-8255. It spells Cub Talk. 855-CUB-TALK is how you can get involved here on the radio program. The appliance discounters have that new location open in South County. It's at 127 Concord Plaza at the corner of South Lindbergh and Baptist Church Road. Huge showroom with beautiful displays of all the major brands. It's now open. They have a huge sale going on for all Bosch appliances. This is a first-time offer for the St. Louis area. Free replacement installation with the purchase of select Bosch kitchen appliances. Bosch wall ovens, cooktops, dishwashers, hoods, appliances, counters will pay for the replacement installation. What a deal. Locations all over the St. Louis area. You can find them online at theappliancediscounters.com. Guys, Biff lives the life that Iggy pretends to live. That's from Butch McGuire. Iggy, do you feel like that is an inaccurate representation? Because I do.
Yeah, that's inaccurate. I mean, Biff lives his life. I live my life.
Nice.
So are you saying that we're each living our own lives?
And life is for the living?
Feels that way.
Life is for the living.
I don't pretend to do anything. What I do, I do. It's not pretend. I said
some
it yesterday.
Some people like things, and some people don't like other things.
Yeah,
Doug.
That's just my life.
Biff lives the life most of us would like to live.
Biff texted me a picture of his Blues outfit he'll be wearing tonight.
Well, that's good to have.
Yeah, it's hot.
So you got that going for you.
Well, it's like the Cardinal outfit, except it's with Blues, a Blues jacket. That, you know, that Cardinal jacket goes for like $500 that he wore.
Did you research that?
Somebody
you thinking about getting one?
No, but somebody posted. They said they showed the, I forgot which store, but it had all the Cardinal things on it. It said $487.
Well, Doug has many fine suits of clothes that go for what, $4,000 or $5,000 a pop?
Oh, yeah, that's on the low end.
Yeah. And he's got some nice pant, too.
Yeah, but he'll never say that. He won't tell how much it is. I got ripped on the fan page because I did that one day. Just somebody commented on, is that all you ever do is wear that leather jacket? I said, well, it's wintertime, and when you spend $500 on a Michael Kors, you try to get some use out of it.
There you go.
Right
that
there.
Was, that
right
was,
there.
That was the end of that one. Yeah.
They jumped on that, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I knew they would, but.
Well, I think most people wear just a couple of jackets over the course of a winter. They don't. It's not like they wear 15 different coats.
No, I have like two leather jackets, and I have a long blue knee-length coat that I wear in the winter, but. They just jump on everything, so.
You don't own a parka?
No.
You should get a parka. They're very
I don't
warm.
Think I have a parka either.
I don't either.
Doug, sometimes I wonder how the odds makers view a 3-0 series. It seems to me, and I could be off on this, and I get it. You know, Terry Aiken, we cited he was a guest on Monday's program, and he was on with Frank Cusimano on KSDK's postgame show after the game ran on Channel 5 Sunday afternoon, saying, the fourth one is always the toughest one to get. And I feel like that may be the case in a 3-1 or 3-2 and, of course, a game 7. But when it's 3-0 and a team is at home, and I'm sure there's data on this and it probably wouldn't be that difficult to find, but, hey, it would require some effort and, therefore, it's just not for me.
No,
it's just not for me.
I wouldn't think so.
But when a team is up 3-0 and they have a chance to close it out on home ice, again, there's a difference between what took place last night in Pittsburgh and Columbus, because that was in Columbus. So when a team has a chance to close it out on home ice, I just feel like the percentage has to be, you know, well above 70% that team up 3-0 with home ice has a chance to close it out, and they do. But it's not necessarily reflected in Las Vegas, at least per Bovada. The Blues are -115, and in the Wild are -115, so it's a straight flip. Calgary and Anaheim, that series also can be closed out tonight by the Ducks, but it's in Calgary, so it's not apples to apples. And for the record, it's also -115. So I, you know, your intuition tells you, and especially reading these columns in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, that the body language, the stamina of the Minnesota Wild players just aren't where it needs to be. However you would view it. And, you know, I mean, and here's the thing, and I heard Martin and Charlie talking about this on the Midday Grind. If we put ourselves back in 2016, when the Blues had opportunities to wrap up series a couple of different times, and they didn't close them out, first against the Blackhawks, second against the Stars, and they wound up playing some extra games, and a number of guys and some analysts, but more importantly, actually players who were involved in it, said that may have hurt them in the San Jose series, that they tacked on some extra miles that they may not have had to log if they could have closed out teams when they had the opportunity, as opposed to having to go to Game 7 in both of those series. So, it'd be lovely if they could wrap it up tonight, not have to drag out a couple more practices until playing on Saturday, another 2-day off deal, and then then be ready to go whenever the time comes for what looks like the Nashville Predators in the second round.
If you're the Wild and you played a great game in game one and lost, I mean, you have to be questioning whether or not you can come back. And then the most important thing, I think, that changes the way folks look at the series is Jake Allen has been brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's been the big difference-making factor. You have to wonder how much home ice really matters. I mean, it didn't help Minnesota. It didn't help Chicago. And perhaps you'd have to be a former player to know just how important emotion is in these games, as opposed to just the ability to complete the play you're trying to make. Emotion is all we have as fans, and we think, well, the Wild have to be really down because they've lost. But if you're a member of the Wild, I think that you're just trying to go out there and complete the plays a little bit better, win more face-offs, hit more checks, do the things that you have to do to win games, other than it just being an emotional thing.
I do feel like when I think of both some Cardinal playoff series in recent memory and some Blues playoff series in recent memory, as recently as 11 months ago with the Blues and Sharks, when the Blues went out there for Game 6 last year in the Western Conference Finals against the Sharks, I expected them to lose that game. The reason, now, it wasn't based on any X's and O's or anything along those lines. It was simply they had been on the threshold. And if I'm not mistaken, they actually led late in the second period, and the Sharks tied it. And then they got an early goal in the third period that San Jose was going to close that thing out. The momentum was there. And I also felt throughout that series, even though it was tied 2-2 and the Blues had a lead late in the second period of Game 5, that one felt like San Jose at that point was the better team, unfortunately. Whereas throughout the Dallas series, even though that one went 7 games, it felt like the Blues were the better team by a comfortable margin, actually, but yet it still went 7 games. So you get a sense. I also feel like, for example, with the Cardinals and Giants 5 years ago, where they were up 3-1, once it went back to San Francisco, and even though it went to a Game 7, I don't think many people in St. Louis were going, oh, they're going to win this one. It just felt like it was inevitable at that point once it got to a Game 7, and you would let Barry Zito beat you at home, that it was going to go the Giants' way. So I do feel like there's something to be said for that momentum. Perhaps the result is coincidental. But logic would dictate, based on what we've seen so far in this series, that the Blues would be better than 50-50 to close this thing out tonight. Las Vegas, however, has it straight 50-50. Now, if you recall, when the Stanley Cup playoffs began, I was rattling off the odds to win, and the Blackhawks were the favorite. Here are your updated odds, because the Blues were, of the 16 teams, the lowest odds, or highest, depending on how you view it. Either way, the least likely to win the Stanley Cup. They were plus 3,300.
The Blues were.
Now the Blues are second only to the Pittsburgh Penguins at plus 600. The Blues are ahead of everybody else in the West, and the Penguins are at plus 375. The Penguins lost last night, but they're still up 3-1, and that series goes back to Pittsburgh. The Capitals are at plus 650. And, Doug, the Capitals are actually down in their series, and they play tonight in Toronto, but they are still the third most likely team to win the Cup. And those Chicago Blackhawks, if you feel like they're going to mount a Sunday charge, and then once they do, then begin the process of making a run to the chalice, as you call it, they're plus 2,500. Meanwhile, I know you think Kid Elz could turn it around.
Yeah.
And if you do and you want to put $100 on that, and when they win the Cup in Calgary this year, you would receive $12,500 for your efforts.
Well, that's almost worth it.
Minnesota was the second most likely team to win the Cup when things started just a week ago. They are now plus 5,000 and the second lowest or highest, again, second least likely, next to Calgary, to win the Chalice.
I would think of all these teams that have a chance to come from way back.
Chicago.
Well, I kind of think it's Minnesota.
Wow.
I obviously, I hope not.
Have fun in the Blues Lounge if anybody on the fan page can access it.
I mean, they lost 2-1 when they put 51 shots on goal. They lost 2 games 2-1. They lost here. The game in St. Louis was 2-1 until they got an empty net goal. They put 41 shots on goal. It's not like the Blues have outplayed them. It's like the Blues have got the better goalie. That's what's happened. And should,
that happens in the playoffs.
Should something happen to Allen, or if Allen suddenly loses?
Now you're saying if should something happen to Allen?
I would think that Minnesota has played.
Man.
Minnesota has probably played the best hockey of any team that's way behind in their series.
So you've been watching a lot of Ducks Flames lately?
I've seen virtually every minute of that series. If I was a Minnesota coach, I would think you'd be telling your guys, don't get down. You're playing well. The pucks are going to start to go in.
I read you the column on Monday morning in which the Minnesota paper detailed Bruce Boudreau missing his mouth with potato chips Saturday after.
That's what he's doing instead of telling the guys that they're playing well.
Wait, let me get this straight, because if we put this out there, people are going to flip out. You're saying, if you're the head coach of the Wild, you tell your team that it's not over, keep your heads up? That's what you're saying?
Words to that effect.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that you could. It's kind of advanced psychology.
Right.
But
most people think that he's saying, hey, guys, don't even lace up the skates. It's over.
Yeah, where's the chips? What happened to them now?
The Whitey Herzog before Game 7 of the 1985 World Series strategy.
Yeah. I just think of all the teams that are in serious trouble, Minnesota's probably played the best.
But you haven't watched those other teams, respectfully.
Well, but I'm confident in this remark. I don't think Minnesota has played poorly at all. I think they've been robbed by a goaltender.
No one said that. I think that plays into it. I mean, that first game was dominant, and they lost.
Yeah, that was the thing I was wondering the morning after that game one, is when you lose a game that you dominated, and it was at home, what is the psyche? And I expected the Blues to come out real strong in game two, and they played better, but still, is all of them have acknowledged, I think, which is a good thing. They acknowledge that they haven't really played that great at this point, but yet they're still up 3-0. But, Doug, I agree, if you want to look at it from the other side, that doesn't mean, like, for example, even though, if I'm not mistaken, they were up 2-1 on the Stars last year through three in the second round, at that point, even though they were 2-1, they had really outplayed Dallas throughout the course of the series. At this point, yeah, it is a flip. And I think, if anything, that may work in the Blues' advantage from a psychological standpoint, because it's like, yeah, this thing's tight still, even though we're up 3-0. It is a weird deal where you're up 3-0, but it doesn't necessarily feel like you've dominated the series. But from a game standpoint, you have dominated the series.
And how many times have we seen the Wild with a great opportunity and Jake comes up with an amazing save, and they're shaking their head? I wonder if that gets in their kitchen as well. Like, we've done everything we can do, and we can't get this guy.
Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Doug, this is Larry.
Oh, hello, Larry. Hello, Larry.
It's actually Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, no. Doug, he broke through our fortress.
Right, get ready to pot him down, Flousy.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, when's the next live event?
Doug, when is the next TMA live?
No, we weren't talking about that. We were talking about the hockey series.
Didn't you just get named the scheduling advisor for TMA?
I think Larry/Timmy... it's May 18th at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. And Jay Boyd says that one is a pony. That one is a pony.
Yeah, pony show?
That's in my neck of the woods.
Oh, good. So you'll be there. That'll be great.
Yeah, my mom wants to come too, but I'm afraid Iggy might bang her, so I'm not bringing her.
Mm. Iggy got up and left the studio about 2 minutes ago, so there was not an opportunity for a retort.
Iggy could become your stepfather if you're lucky.
Clip that off.
That'd be kind of hot.
Mm-hmm. It would be, actually.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
I was doing some research yesterday. Why in pornos do the guys never wear boxers or underwear? Like, they always just pull down their pants and they just immediately have the boner. Like, no underwear or anything. What's up with that?
It's an important question to get to at this point.
Doug?
I don't know. I don't see enough of it to know, Tim.
But you've seen some. You've seen your share.
I have to tell you, I'm trying to think, because I watched a couple scenes this morning while reading the Post-Dispatch, and I can't really recall. I don't really recall that part of the scene. I mean, I guess you may be right, but I can't really recall it. I notice in lesbian scenes something that really bothers me, and if anybody could really edit this out, it would help. Plowboy, maybe you could text Manuel, because I think he does some directing. That, like, sometimes they'll be trying to take off their draws or their heels, and then they struggle with it, and then they kind of giggle awkwardly, like, you know, kind of me, like sophomore year after the snowball dance at the U High, and then it's all, and I'd be like, edit that out. Let's not do that. Edit that out. Doug,
what the world was that?
It's a lightsaber. It sounds like a lightsaber. Is that a lightsaber?
I guess it could have been. I don't know what it was.
Larry? Timmy?
Yeah.
Nurse? Is that a lightsaber?
I don't know. It wasn't on my end. What's on your end?
Doug's lightsaber?
I think Plowsy hit something.
Plowboy, you hit the lightsaber drop.
Okay, I guess you're done now, right?
Larry?
Yeah. Well,
okay, you're finished?
You guys can just figure that out. Maybe show, watch some show prep, Doug, right, and see why the guys never wear underwear.
Not,
I'd appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm really interested in research.
I can't wait to see you at the live show.
Okay.
Thanks,
see you there.
There's another noise. A lot of noises. Larry?
What is that?
From
is that just
Fred,
a drop of me saying Larry?
From Fred Astire, Tickler, grab the wheel and please drive into an embankment. Great.
Empty pool, fill it with bleach, jump in, go under, open and swallow. That's from the White Collar Gangster. Doug Towney is with child.
Yes. Congratulations to her. Yeah.
Now, are they married?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Plowwild, are they married? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plowwild.
No, I don't think so. They got a puppy and a kid out of wedlock.
A puppy out of wedlock.
No, they're great people. I'm sure they have that in order.
Do you have a problem with that morally, that they may have had sex and they're not married?
Hell no. Hell no. To each their own. Everybody has their own plan in life. And if you want to wait, go for it. If you want to bang and, you know, your first week of dating, and it doesn't matter to me.
It's like Tim always says, sometimes he wants fries and General Tso's chicken.
Yeah, waffle fries and General Tso's. You say Tso's? Is it Tso's or Tso's, Doug?
I don't know.
I don't know.
T-S-O, or is it T-S-O-A?
Well, now, Mike Yo looks like Mike Yao, and he pronounces it Yo, so maybe it's General Tso's.
What about Debbie Yao?
That was Y-O-W.
But what about it?
She was a fine coach and athletic director.
What about Yao Ming, who supported Josh for all
that? That's right. What about that?
Heck of a player.
Adam.
Yes. Oh, geez. Hello, Adam.
I was sitting playing with Bubbles. In a lawn chair in our front yard yesterday.
Yeah.
And a guy and his daughter walk by, and then he comes back and he says, man, I got to ask you a question. I was like, what's up? He goes, man, are you caller Adam on that dumb radio show?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, buddy? That's me, baby. And his name was Brad. I just want to give a shout out to Brad. I told him, he said, hey, man, Doug ever come over? I said, Doug's over all the time. So, Doug, next time you come over, okay?
I'm not going
Brad's
out there.
Brad's come over.
I'm not going
That'll
out
be fun.
There. I'm not going there.
You, great, Brad, and Adam.
Great,
great
setup.
In Knoxville.
You came over last week, but when you come over next week, remember, Brad wants to put his DNA on
you. Put him down!
Adam has been suspended, and Brad has also been suspended. Together, they've been suspended a period of 4 days' time.
2 times 2.
That's right.
Multiplication tables. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. It is the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air, the sponsor of this award-winning 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I think it's my favorite hour.
Okay, now what was that attitude?
Well, I was reflecting.
All right.
Because usually we just go on and flow on and let the beats go on.
Okay.
But Rick Hummel is going to join us here in a matter of moments. But this 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling. They've been serving the St. Louis area since 1904, Jackie Papers, the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owner-operators, and they really do care about their customers. Get Design Air out to your home now and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets 100 degrees and you find out your air conditioning needs service. Have a technician come out and make sure you're ready for another St. Louis summer. Their techs have an average of over 26 years of experience and more training with Trane Systems than any other dealer in the area. We have had Design Air at our home. We recommend that you have them as well. 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. And you can enjoy Design Air Heating and Cooling and know this, that they are donating a portion of all sales from our audience to the great people at Three Little Birds for Life. It is Design Air Heating and Cooling, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Time for Rick Hummel to join us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the Hall of Fame baseball reporter for the Post-Dispatch. The Redbird Report is brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Gear up for baseball season. Download the new Dirt Cheap app and get a free can koozie. Good morning, Commish.
How are you?
Very fine. Thank you so much. The Cardinals having won two in a row, and they've been doing it with starting pitching. Mike Leake in particular here has been something else out of the gate. What is making Leake so effective in the early going?
Well, I think he's trusting some of his other pitches. He's working with a cutter, a sinker. You know, he's got more weapons with which to deal, and the defense has been better for him than it was last year. It wasn't very good at all last year. It was pretty good last night. There were a couple missteps later in the game, but and I would like to see the offense has helped him a lot, but it really hasn't, except for that game in Washington.
You have any concerns about O at this point?
A little bit, yeah. Mike Matheny was talking about his slider. Maybe you're leaving that up too much here. He did pitch pretty well last night. His fielding wasn't so good for a good athlete and a good fielder that O is. He just had a couple of pratfalls there, both getting to first maybe a tad late on the ball to Martinez and then throwing that ball low to Yachty when that was a double play ball near the end of the game.
We saw Garcia at third base last night, made a couple of nice plays. You think we'll see a lot more of that?
That's a good question. I think third base is kind of a position in transition. I wouldn't be surprised to see Garcia play shortstop today because Diaz is 0 for 18, might need a little break. And Peralta's got some good numbers against Garrett Cole, so I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him at third today. But Garcia's certainly thrown his name into the third base hopper, which also includes Jed Jerko. I don't know that Garcia is the answer for the rest of the year, but he's the answer for any particular day, I think.
You think Matt Carpenter might be in that mix? There was a report that he was taking ground balls at third yesterday. Might they change up and move him there?
I don't think they want to do that. They could. That depends on a little bit on how the collection of third basemen go, and also if Martinez is a guy you want to play every day. You want to play him every day right now when he's hot, and I wouldn't be surprised if he played left field today. Grichuk had three more strikeouts last night. Might be a good time to get Martinez in left field and give Grichuk a day off here. But Martinez has kind of been the and Garcia, too, has sort of changed the equation a little bit from the 8-man, 9-man lineup you thought you had coming out of spring training.
You know, one of the things I think people were excited about were 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order with guys with high on-base percentage. And Dexter Fowler has gotten off to a real slow start. He did hit a few hard balls the night before last night. Obviously hit the triple, then scored. Do you see him starting to come around at all?
A little bit. I'd like to see him walk more. That's what he did a lot with the Cubs last year. It just got on base a lot. His on-base percentage was near 400, and it's unfortunately near 200 now, and that's not good. I see him coming around, yeah. But then just as he's starting to come around, Diaz has been blank the last, I guess, 5-6 games, and Carpenter hasn't been tearing it up either. So they're winning games but getting very little contribution from any of those guys lately.
You expect Carpenter to make his return today from his finger issue?
I do. He sounded optimistic, and he's also got three home runs off Garrett Cole. He's one of the few guys on this club who hits him, so he'll be in there.
The big story yesterday was Starling Marte getting testing positive for PED use. It's kind of amazing that these guys are still doing that. That surprise you at all that they're still trying to get away with this?
Oh, it shouldn't, I guess. The Players Association made it clear to these guys that if they're not sure about a substance, to check with somebody. Don't just go ahead and take it and suffer the consequences later. People are always going to try to beat the system in any walk of life, whether it's athletics or business or anything else. You know, you try to get the edge on somebody, whether it's legal or quasi-legal or totally illegal. And I feel a little bad for these guys if they're good people and so forth. But I really, in the big picture, don't feel bad for them because they know the rules.
Yeah, costing him millions by
$2.5 million
by missing half a season. It's kind of a big factor for the Cardinals too. I mean, he may have made a difference last night. This is a team that they play a lot. It could be a factor, don't you think?
Well, he's their best player in my mind. All-star player last year, 300 hitters, stole 47 bags. An emerging power hitter. He hadn't shown all of his power in the first 3-4 years he's been up here, but I will say, though, that McCutcheon was a blast from the past in center field last night. He was all over the place. He looked like he said, look, I can still play this position.
Yeah, he was pretty emotional, too. He was pointing to the ground, like basically saying, you know, center field is mine. I think he was bruised by the fact that suddenly everyone said McCutcheon is not a center fielder.
Well, plus he was been bruised by the fact they tried to trade him over the winter, and they couldn't find anything they liked for him. So they tried to move him, and he had a couple reasons to be upset, I think.
Yeah, Rick, we heard Matheny and Mazalak on Monday, I guess it was, talk about everything on the table now, that they've kind of seen enough of the first 2 weeks and don't want that to continue. Would you expect there to be a move coming, or might these last two games have changed their mind a little bit?
Well, the pitching had been good anyway for the most part. Lynn had one misstep the second start, and Leek has had three excellent ones. Martinez has been good more often than not, and Walk has been good a couple times too before today. Only Wainwright is struggling in that rotation. There's not a lot they can do. I mean, Memphis has got some kids down there, but you don't want to bring them up before they're ready. Harrison Bader hasn't hit much. Carson Kelly, you need to have catch down there. Some of the infielders, DeJong and Wisdom and Luke Voit, are doing well, but they're just kids. So let them develop, see what you have maybe toward the end of the year. And the trade market, what would you go get right now, and what would you actually offer up? They're not willing to offer up any of their prized young pitching or Carson Kelly, so I think they're kind of stuck with what they have. They've paid a lot of money for this team, and it should be better, and I think they're going to ride that out a little bit longer. You might see different guys in the lineup than what we thought at the start of the year, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of big external or internal changes.
Rick Hummel, the Hall of Famer, with us with his Dirt Cheap Redbird Report, brought to you by Dirt Cheap Gear for baseball season. Download the new Dirt Cheap app and get a free can koozie. Commish, we always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick
Hummel with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, closing out the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Doug, it starts. It starts in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Get online now and begin the process of the next, oh, I don't know, 55 hours, I think it is.
What?
Okay. Well, the auction.
Oh.
It's the 590 The Fan KFNS and InsideSTL.com auction. It's the listener rewards auction. A $5,000 gift certificate to Amini's. I mean, how nice. The stuff you can get at Amini's,
yeah.
Jack. You can host a TMA remote at your home, office, or event. How about that?
What do you think that'll go for?
$30,000?
You think? All right.
Would think.
$30,000.
I would think. I would think the Bushes and the Orthwines.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
be fighting. Trying to climb all over
each
other.
That'll be nice because I only have like a minute and a half drive from Kirkwood to Huntley.
You can almost imagine the Blue Bloods at their computer right now to get in a real quick bid.
Have lunch with the TMA crew at Kirkwood Brew House. How about that?
Yeah.
You can watch me eat the salmon because I do it in a different way because I have really small fingers.
You got the little pincers.
Right. I have a pincer fork.
Right.
4 hour full bar for up to 100 from Liquid Spirits. That's good.
100 people at a bar.
That's like Wingy Wingy, the fries and wings thing we used to give away. It seems like a little much.
I like it.
Two different GCs for new tires. That's gift certificates to you and me, Russ.
Yeah.
Fairway Automotive and Mike's Automotive. Season-long Cardinal parking pass from Premier Bar. That's a pretty good prize there. Bid on them now on InsideSTL.com. It is just starting. It is the auction. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it ends Friday at 5 p.m. It's the Listener Awards auction. Get on there now. Do it! Do it!
Okay.
Do it.
Talking Blues, Talking Wild. Pat Micheletti going to join us coming up at 8:30. Cam Jansen going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Your emails for the Hot Shots email today. A free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots is the prize. Remember, Bud Selects the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and they are the sponsor of all of our events here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You are listening to 590 The Fan KFNS.